Hello, 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 and welcome to not the I Almost Died podcast. Nope, sorry, that's not what you just tuned into. Welcome to the I Am Dying podcast. I, Ben of the Week, just got the second dose of the Moderna vaccine. And let me tell you, mamas, it is kicking my butt. We're going to get into that in a bit, but first I just want to say hello. I missed y'all. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're getting vaccinated. I know I'm going to be complaining a lot in this episode, but I want you to know at the end of the day, like just a preface, absolutely you should go get the vaccine. It's the responsible thing to do for you, your family, everyone around you. Please don't kill someone because you don't want to get the vaccine. Please don't do that. Okay. So today we're talking about, hopefully for the last time, COVID and the vaccines. It's been something that we've just been hearing nonstop for the past like year and a half now. Jesus Christ. I cannot believe it's been a year and a half of just talking about COVID nonstop. But we're going to be talking about it, and hopefully for the last time, I'm going to be telling you my firsthand account of my vaccine experience. Experiences. I have to get it twice. I got Moderna. Miss Moderna. I'm a Moderna mama. So, I don't know why you needed to know that. This is how it goes when you meet someone who's vaccinated, and it's the most pointless conversation ever. You'll say you're like talking to someone and you know you're both vaccinated, you'll be like, oh, you got vaccinated. What vaccine did you get? I want you all to listen very carefully. This is what we're not going to do for the next year. We are not going to ask people, oh, what vaccine did you get? This is a question that you can say in a conversation that will immediately kill the conversation. This is the most pointless question or conversation starter because it doesn't matter. This is how it goes. Oh, what vaccine did you get? I got Moderna. Oh, cool. I got Pfizer. And then the conversation ends. You are left with literally no useful knowledge. It doesn't matter knowing which got which. They do the same exact thing. Literally the same thing. They have pretty much the same side effects. I've had this happen multiple times since I've been vaccinated where I'm just talking to people and the conversation will get to a point where it's like, oh, what a crazy year. Haven't seen you in a year. So crazy. And it's like, oh, did you get vaccinated? No. I need you guys to do yourself a favor and just avoid this terrible, awkward experience, okay? I want you to take it from me. It's the most pointless thing to ask. Like, okay, if you got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, you know what? Listen, that can be a fun little conversation starter. You could be like, oh, just got one and now I'm done. Or I don't know, something. But like, come on. I promise you, it's not a fun conversation. It's just so boring. Anyways, with that being said, I got Moderna, everyone. I did get the Moderna vaccine. Yes, I did. I was very lucky to get it. I just want to start off by saying I feel very, very, very lucky to get it. I got it here in LA, but there's a ton of people back in Canada that just can't get it because the Canadian government is absolutely dookie nuts, dookie tea, dookie pudding, dookie acai bowl, dookie acai. Yeah. Anyways, they just were like, we're not gonna get any vaccines for our residents, but we will lock it down 14,000 times. So basically it's been really crappy. My mom was really lucky to get a vaccine because she's a healthcare worker, and my grandma because she's old. But like people under the age of 40, good luck. Like it is so hard to get both doses of the vaccine in Canada. So I just feel very lucky that I've been able to get it. But furthermore, beyond that, places like in India, I just want to quickly like mention, like they are just getting hit like crazy. Like the oxygen shortages, like they're literally running out of oxygen in the hospitals, like medical grade oxygen. It's terrible, and they can't get the vaccine. And the crazy part is so many of the vaccines that we have here are made in India. It's insane. It's really insane. But I'm really lucky to have been able to get it. I'm going to try and make the most of it. And still continue to wear my mask 2 weeks after this last dose, because that is what you do. I'm not fully immune yet, so don't get it twisted, mamas. That day will come, though. But I want to talk about the experience I had, and then also talk about anti-vaxxers. This pains me. It really pains me to talk about this. I could talk about any other thing. I could talk about mathematics, fractions, PEMDAS for hours, and it wouldn't be as painful as talking about anti-vaxxers and trying to figure out their brains, okay? So I got the first dose a month ago, Moderna. It was a little bit weird, but let me explain what happened. So I was waiting in line for like a fat minute. It was like right when they were starting to open up vaccines for like everyone in LA. So I was waiting in line, and it was about an hour until I got like into the building. And I was sitting around, and I noticed that the nurses and everyone were kind of like murmuring amongst each other, and like they looked like really concerned. And then this like lady in a suit came out, and she was like, "Okay, full stop, everyone, full stop." And I was like, "What? What does that mean?" KS, full stop. What is that? And the line just completely stopped. They weren't taking anyone in to go get vaccinated. And it was like weird. And then an ambulance and a fire truck pulled up. And I'm like, oh, that's really interesting. Now, I have a fear of needles, which is really stupid, because every time I get a needle, whether it be a vaccine or something, they put it in my arm and I'm like, oh, that didn't hurt at all. That literally did not hurt. I am one big crybaby. That literally did not hurt at all. But I seem to forget it every single time, because every time I go to get a vaccine, I'm freaking out and I can't breathe. But regardless, seeing an ambulance and a fire truck come to the vaccination site after they completely stop everything is very alarming. But here's what happened. So after a while, after they carried this person out in a stretcher, the line starts moving again, and I was like, ugh. And some people were leaving. Some people literally saw that and dipped. I was like, oh my God. Like, are you kidding me? Like, I obviously stayed in line, because it's like, what am I going to do? Not get vaccinated? Like, that's stupid. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm still going to get it. So I got to the front of the line, and I heard like some nurses say, like, yeah, that guy fainted before he even got the vaccine. And I just know in that moment, I was like, oh no, like this is going to end up on like Fox News. They're going to be like, person carried out of a vaccination clinic on a stretcher, dead. Like, it was going to be something dumb like that, when literally they just fainted because they are a baby, or they like psyched themselves out or something. So I was like, oh my gosh, like just put the needle in me at this point. Like, this is so dumb. So I got the shot. The lady was really, really nice. I love when you get like a nurse who's just super comforting and like makes the experience so much better. I was like, oh my queen, I love you. Like, it's literally for those nurses that like I don't freak out and like absolutely lose it. But anyways, popped it in my arm, was super easy. And then you have to like sit on these chairs for 15 minutes, make sure you like don't pass out. Also, because people pass out after they get their needles. Like, that was always a thing in elementary school for me. Like, we'd all get vaccinated, and then people would just be like falling out their chairs. It's like, can you stop being dramatic for 2 seconds? Is dramatic like your full-time job? Are you like the CEO of dramatic enterprises? Like, that's really dumb. Like, just sit in your chair. Like, huh? So anyways, you have to sit there for 15 minutes and they let you go. But my arm was starting to hurt, and I forgot to do the arm windmills thing, which is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to like, oh, it still hurts to do that. I clearly have not been doing my windmills for the second dose, but you're supposed to swing your arm around. I don't know what it does, like fixes the blood flow. Do I look like Dr. Phil? No. So I have no medical knowledge. So like, I did my arm windmills, not enough, and my arm is kind of really sore for the next 3 days, so definitely do that to avoid that. But anyways, any hoobie-wuddy, I did have the side effects on the first dose. Now, vaccines, like, listen, the science is very simple. You get a dead germ. They have the dead germ. They put it in your body through an injection. And then your body is like, oh, what the heck is this? They kill it. And then they know how to fight it in the future. Now, this one's different. I'm not 100% sure how it works. It's like mRNA. But basically, it's not the live COVID vaccine or dead COVID. I mean, not vaccine, like cells. It's something. But it's completely safe. They've used mRNA before. The government would not just be like, okay, this is kind of sus, but let's put it in everyone's arms. No, you freaking conspiracy theorists, like, huh? Are you actually kidding me? Like, what? So, I did have a few of the side effects, though, which is literally to be expected. Like, everyone gets them. I see so many people being so dramatic, literally me at the start of this episode. They're like,
just got my vaccine. I feel so sick. I'm that.
Shut up. I promise you no one cares. I promise you no one cares. Everyone's going through the same thing, mama. No one cares that you... What? Anyways. So, that was my first dose. Literally just a day of kind of being like in bed. I watched The Backyard again, some old episodes. And let me tell you, I was watching those before they became popular because of the Castaway song. I was ahead of the grind. Okay? I know Castaways is like number one on the freaking US viral 50 charts, which is actually insane. That is so funny to me. But no, I was ahead of the game. I was watching Backyardigans in bed for the whole day. And it was glorious. It was truly glorious. But a month later, a few days ago, I had the second vaccine. Now, they always say, like, it's going to be way worse the second day. And, mama, let me tell you, it was way worse. It was way worse. So, the line wasn't worse, though. Like, when I went to go get it, it was super quick. Once again, had a really nice nurse. If you're in the LA area and you're looking to get a vaccine, go to Providence Healthcare. They're really good. So anyways, I got the vaccine again, same old drill, put it in my arm. This time I did lots of windmills though, so my arm wasn't nearly as sore. I went to the gym 2 days after. It's kind of crazy. Tell me who's doing it like me. No one. So I got the second vaccine, but the day after, well, actually the very night of the day that I got the vaccine, I was feeling like a little weird. Like, you can kind of feel it in your body. It's not even like you feel like you're getting sick. You just feel kind of weird. And you're like, there's something going on inside of me. There's some germ juice inside of me and my body doesn't know what to do. So it's like kind of weird. It's like really weird. So I woke up the next day after getting the vaccine and I had chills and everything was sore. And I was like, ugh. And I was lucky that I just like made sure I wasn't doing anything that day. I made the mistake of literally doing stuff for the past 5 days prior to that and getting literally no sleep. So my immune system was probably not there at all. But it did kind of kick my butt. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to like, it really did. It was kind of sucky. So, but that shouldn't discourage you from getting the vaccine. I want to make that very clear. Everyone should get it. It's worth one day of just feeling kind of blah, which by the way, not everyone gets. I think it's like it's common, but it's not that common. Oh my God, I have hiccups. Is that a side effect? What the heck? Okay. Anyways, it really wasn't that bad, but I want to talk about Okay. Anti-vaxxers. So, with any other issue where it's like annoying to just hear about it because it's online or like Twitter or something, you can just log off. That is the beauty of the internet. You can just log off. I'm a firm believer that you can just log off the internet and that's gone. People sometimes are just so dramatic about the internet. But this is a whole different ball game, and I will tell you why right after this quick break.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Okay, welcome back. So, anti-vaxxers. That is the sound of, that is my pained scream, because I now have to think about anti-vaxxers. I'd literally rather think about what it would be like to swim in a sewer floating on a giant turd. That is what I'd rather be thinking about right now. So, like I said, any other issue, any other like kind of thing which is controversial, which makes no sense because I don't understand how vaccines became controversial, but anyways, any kind of controversial thing that you really just don't want to be a part of, you really don't have the energy for it because it's like online, you can just log off. You can log off. You can go touch grass. A lot of people need to go outside and touch some grass. This is not that. This is not the case with this. There is anti-vaxxers everywhere, and it is in the people that you least expect. If I had a dime for every person who I never would have thought they'd be anti-vaxxer or even like hesitant to get the vaccine, and then they just drop a bombshell on me, they're like, yeah, I'm not putting that in my body. I'm gonna wait a few years and see what happens. Are you dumb? Dumb. So let's go over like kind of that thought process. Let's really put ourselves in the shoes of an anti-vaxxer, because I think it's important. I think a lot of the time when we hear things like this, we never really try and see from the other person's point of view. So let's think about it. A big issue I always hear is people saying like, my body, my choice for vaccines. You know, obviously appropriating that from like the pro-choice movement, but giving it a completely different meaning, which is kind of strange, but let's like try and understand this here. So they say they don't want to get forced to get the vaccine or have vaccine passports. So things like concerts, like potentially flights into different countries, you'd have to have a vaccine for. They don't want that. And so let's start with the forcing of vaccines. That's not happening, mamas. Now, I'm speaking for North America. Maybe there's a country out there or two that are like forcing vaccines, which honestly, I'm not opposed, but let's just keep that between you and me. But obviously, it's like a medical thing, okay? Maybe you don't want to get it. And you know what? That is your choice if you don't want to get the vaccine. But I think you should really understand what you're saying when you say my body, my choice when it comes to the vaccine. Because sure, in a perfect world, you can choose not to get the vaccine. If you so just don't want it for yourself, you can choose not to get it. It is your body. It is your choice. No government or anyone should be able to force you to do something. But you also need to realize that it is just not just your body that is affected by COVID. If you get COVID, you are contagious. And that is the thing that a lot of people really just are not getting through their heads. It is not just you. It is not just you. I don't care if you're healthy and you're like, oh, I don't need it. I'm built different. I'm healthy. No, I don't care. You can still give it to other people. That's the point that counts. If this was the type of thing where you get it and then it just sticks with you, Okay. If you don't want to get a vaccine for that, sure. But no, this is literally to stop it from spreading. It is not just for you. Get your mind out of your little selfish corner. That is so ridiculous. That is literally such a ridiculous method of thought. So many people are just so self-centered when it comes to this, and it blows my mind. So that's why the whole my body, my choice argument does not make sense. Because yes, this is a random thing. You would have never thought that everyone would have to get a vaccine literally 2 years ago, but here we are. It's a pandemic, okay? Like that's how the cookie crumbled. Second of all, it is safer than getting COVID. Okay? So, as you know, like, there was that Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is, like, the one, it's only one dose, which, like, makes it different. But, like, it gave, like, 5 people blood clots in the UK and killed them. Which is bad. Okay. But let's think about the alternative. If you get COVID, the chances of you dying of a blood clot are high. The chances of you dying from other things are higher than just getting the vaccine. So why not get it? The alternative of not getting the vaccine is you're at a higher chance of getting blood clots. So if you're scared of getting a blood clot from a vaccine, that makes zero sense. That, like, just do some simple math, mama. That makes no sense at all. Okay. So, anyways, with that out of the, with that hopefully figured out for some people's brains, I'm hoping all of y'all mamas, I know all y'all mamas are smart and you're smart cookies and you're going to get the vaccine, but it truly just blows my mind how many people out there are not doing it. Like, when I got my first dose and I posted on my story, the amount of people being like, why did you get that? Like, dead serious. Like, why did you get that? Like, you're gonna die. Like, oh no, Ben, what did you do? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? What did I do? Are y'all for real? Are y'all for real? I don't know. I truly don't know where this anti-vax stuff comes from. It's truly simple science. There, you hear all these conspiracy theories about, like, all these ulterior motives for vaccines and stuff, like reasons why, like, Bill Gates is, like, putting microchips. It blows my mind. It truly does. It just is what it is. It's a pandemic, and the way to fix it is a vaccine. Like, it's, like, it blows my mind. It truly does. But I'm fully vaxxed now. Well, not fully vaxxed. I have, like, about a week and a half until I have, like, full defenses. So until then, I will obviously be wearing a mask. And all that jazz, that's a responsible thing to do. But Jesus Christ. I was at dinner with someone that I hadn't met before, and they just casually told me they weren't getting vaccinated. And it's crazy. It's crazy how people will just slip it in into a conversation that they're not getting vaccinated. I will be like, run that back real quick. What did you say? Run it back. Run that back real quick. Like, it's so random to hear, to just, like, all of a sudden be like, oh yeah, I'm not getting it. They always use the argument. They're like, they just made it so fast. Girl, what is that argument? Just, yeah, they made it fast. That's kind of what happens when the entire scientific community in the world is working towards making something to stop a global pandemic that is killing everyone. Like, that tends to happen, that they made it fast. Doesn't mean they didn't make it safe. If they wanted to make it fast with, like, no results, they would have had it out in a day. But no, they're obviously making it safe. It has, like, the FDA emergency approval. Like, come on now. Come on. Come on now. What do you mean they made it too fast? They made that slow. I literally just got fully vaccinated. It is May of 2021. Almost June of 2021. I remember when the pandemic first started, we thought we were going to have that vaccine in 2 months. We look like some absolute buffoons thinking we were going to have that thing in 2 months. Uh-oh, mama. They took their sweet time making that one. I do not want to hear people say they made it too fast. It's crazy. It's actually insane how people just are so only worried about themselves and completely forgetting, or just being ignorant to the aspect that if you get COVID, you can spread it to other people. And it's such, I feel like people are, like, obviously people are going to talk about COVID for a long time, but I'd really love to hear, like, an extended kind of analysis on how there was such a disconnect between how people couldn't figure out that wearing a mask and doing all this stuff is not just for you, but it's for other people. And I feel like it's especially in America. America, like, very much values individuality and, like, your own personal freedoms and stuff. And it's just, it blows my mind how quick people were to just abandon all, like, just caring for others, like, by wearing a piece of cloth. How in the hell did people politicize wearing cloth on your mask? I get the whole like, being stressed about lockdowns. Like, I can't imagine being, like, a business owner or something during a lockdown. That would be so stressful. So stressful. And I do think, like, the ultimate thing is a vaccine. Like, I see all these countries that, like, aren't even trying to get the vaccine and just thinking they're going to do lockdowns forever. That's actually ridiculous to me. Like, literally, the vaccine is a miracle. It is truly a miracle. It's a miracle that we have it. It's a miracle that it's this widespread in the US. And I hope that there is a miracle that it can be more widespread across the world in places like India, even in Canada, where I'm from. Like, but anyways, anti-vaxxers aside, sorry for that little rant. It's a weird feeling to be fully vaccinated. Like, you start to think about all the things you can do, especially now in the US, how Joe Biden said you can wear masks, or you don't have to wear a mask outdoors. There's all these states. Oh, no, indoors too. And there's all these states, like, making it so you can wear, you don't have to wear a mask. It's crazy. I never would have thought that we would have got to this point this quickly. It's really crazy. And I'm super, super lucky and super grateful that I'm able to be a part of it and, like, be vaccinated. So, shout out Providence Healthcare, I guess. Damn. It's so weird. It's like, I know it's, like, not done, but it feels done. And once everyone's vaccinated, like, I really hope people get vaccinated. I really hope that we can, like, I wish I could find, like, the people that, like, started all these stupid rumors about vaccines and literally shove my foot down their throat and be like, the amount of harm. Over the past 5 years, it's crazy how much just, like, rumors and lies and misinformation can just absolutely ruin things. We had the Capitol riots based on, like, QAnon conspiracy theories. We had, like, oh my God, I could just go into it forever. But no, we're not doing it. We're not doing it. We are not doing it. No, mama, it's not happening. Now, real quick, before we wrap this up, I want to talk about, so, like I mentioned, like, some stores, like Trader Joe's, is saying, like, if the state and, like, the municipality allows it, you can walk into the store with no mask if you're vaccinated. But obviously, humans suck and they are going to lie. So what do we do about that? That's what I can't figure out. Obviously, for concerts and flying to different countries, there's going to be vaccine passports. They're going to verify it. They're going to verify that you've been vaccinated. But what do you do in, like, stores? There's no way these store owners are going to have, like, someone checking everyone's vaccination card who's coming in without a mask. That's just not going to happen. There's no way that is going to happen. And it's bound to happen that people are going to lie about it. It is 100% going to be a reality that people are just going to be walking into stores, walking to Walmart, no mask or anything, and no vaccination, and just lie about it. And that is going to be really stressful. And I don't know what's going to happen, because if we have a bunch of people who are spreading COVID with no masks or no social distancing, we're back to square one for that population of people who aren't vaccinated. So it's like, what happens then? It's stressing me out. But I'm just really lucky. I'm really grateful to have this. And I hope we can all get back to normal soon. Please get vaccinated. Please, please, please get vaccinated if you can. And with that being said, thank you so much for watching this episode of I Almost Died, or listening. If you're listening, you can check out the YouTube video version on YouTube at I Almost Died. Just search up I Almost Died. And if you're watching on here and want to listen while you do the dishes or something, it's available on all platforms. Just search I Almost Died Podcast or Ben of the Week and you'll find it. And if you're if you want to do me a solid and be a dear, make sure you go Make sure you go leave 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. I really appreciate it. Thank you to my producer, Daniel. I appreciate you. And make sure you guys go follow me on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube at Bet of the Week, and my Snapchat. Oh my gosh, my camera literally overheated the last second, the last minute of this podcast. My Snapchat is Ben_WUT. I hope you have an amazing rest of your week. I will see you next Wednesday. Take care. Love you so much, mamas. Bet of the Week, it's chill.